The Real ID Act has been attached to the $81 billion in petty cash for the war in Iraq, which means it's about to become law. And once it does become law, there'll be federal standards for driver's licenses so the terrorists can't get them. That's right. Read it and weep, Al-Qaeda. Once this kicks in, you'll have to provide a birth certificate, photo ID card, proof of social security number, and a document with full name and address. You will never be able to come up with those, which means you'll have to drive your car bombs without a valid license. And that, my friend, is a gross misdemeanor. Oh, the hellacious fine we are going to slap on your remains. The other group targeted by the Real ID Act is illegal immigrants who will also have a hard time getting licenses and therefore will finally do what they should have been doing all along, commute to the fruit orchards using rapid transit. Yes. And for the rest of us, as long as your state complies, you'll be able to use your driver's license to board a plane just as you do now. I've only one tiny criticism. Now, I appreciate that Congress would want to require a driver's license that certifies you're okay to fly. But I wish they'd spend a little time designing a driver's license that certifies you're okay to drive. I mean, today, you parallel park between two cones in a cul-de-sac, and presto, we trust you to keep your temper during rush hour. Real ID, huh? A real license would test people under real conditions. Make them parallel park while finishing breakfast. Cut them off at an exit. See if they pull a gun. This is Dave Ross.